When he heard this, the old man feared him and obeyed with silence. Now, like a lion at one bound, Achilles left the room. Close at his back, the officers Automedon and Alcimus went out, comrades in arms whom he esteemed the most after the dead Patroclus. They unharnessed mules and horses, led the old king's crier to a low bench, and sat him down. Then from the polished wagon they took the piled-up price of Hector's body. One chiton and two capes they left aside as dress and shrouding for the homeward journey. Then, calling to the women slaves, Achilles ordered the body bathed and rubbed with oil, but lifted too and placed apart, where Priam could not see his son, for seeing Hector he might in his great pain give way to rage. And fury then might rise up in Achilles to slay the old king, flouting Zeus's word. So after bathing and anointing Hector, they drew the shirt and beautiful shrouding over him. Then with his own hands lifting him, Achilles laid him upon a couch, and with his two companions aiding, placed him in the wagon. Now a bitter groan burst from Achilles, who stood and prayed to his own dead friend. Patroclus, do not be angry with me, if somehow even in the world of death you learn of this, that I released Prince Hector to his father. The gifts he gave were not unworthy. Aye, and you shall have your share this time as well. The Prince Achilles turned back to his quarters. He took again the splendid chair that stood against the farther wall, then looked at Priam and made his declaration. As you wished, sir, the body of your son is now set free. He lies in state. At the first sight of dawn you shall take charge of him yourself and see him. Now, let us think of supper. We are told that even Niobe in her extremity took thought for bread, though all her brood had perished, her 6 young girls and 6 tall sons. Apollo, making his silver longbow whip and sing, shot the lads down. And Artemis, with raining arrows, killed the daughters. All this after Niobe had compared herself with Leto, the smooth-cheeked goddess. She has borne 2 children, Niobe said. How many have I borne? But soon those 2 destroyed the 12. Besides, 9 days the dead lay stark. No one could bury them, for Zeus had turned all folk of theirs to stone. The gods made graves for them on the 10th day, and then at last, being weak and spent with weeping, Niobe thought of food. Among the rocks of Sipylus's lonely mountainside, where nymphs who race Achelous River go to rest, she too, long turned to stone, somewhere broods on the gall immortal gods gave her to drink.